other countries called for freezing the settlement. Obama's speech.
And we're going to wrap up Free Speech Radio News right about there with this exciting news. It's 5 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS. Thanks very much for tuning into your local campus and community radio station. I shall be your host, Dr. Andy, and during this hour, I have a number of interesting characters to introduce you to. We will first hear from some representatives of the UC Davis Film Festival. For a number of years now, has it been a dozen years? 11 years, almost a dozen years. Folks have had a chance to see original films made by undergraduates here at the University of California, Davis. And for the last few years, the Varsity Theater has stepped up. It's your local independent theater that shows you artsy, offbeat, substantive films. The Varsity Theater has stepped up to show you undergraduate films. And this year, you'll be able to see twice as many. We'll find out why when we come back and I introduce you to some of the folks in charge. And then in the second half of the show, we will hear from Pete Glanting on the live line. He's an English major who's going to graduate next week, well, in a couple weeks. And we're going to talk to him about his prospects, his plans, his accomplishments. He's someone who has brought together technology, writing, and drawing. We'll talk to him about some examples of his work and his plans as a hip San Franciscan. That and interruptions with jazz, with public service announcements, and with asides by me. My name is Dr. Andy, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We'll be right back after this important message from the sponsor of this program, the Doctor's Clinic for Men.
This hour of KDVS programming is brought to you by Doctor's Clinic for Men in Sacramento. Doctor's Clinic for Men assists those unable to perform sexually to their own or partner's satisfaction. Treatments are offered which can resolve both premature ejaculation and erectile dysfunction. Doctor's Clinic for Men's medication consists of only FDA-approved agents, and its staff has over 15 years' experience in this area of medicine. Confidential visits are conducted at the California Sutter Building, 28th and J Streets in Sacramento. The office can be reached at 916-551-1595 or toll-free at 877-493-8839. On the web at www.doctorsclinicformen.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour, the radio show where we choose our jazz so carefully, so purposefully, that some of our most devoted fans prefer us not to turn down the jazz to introduce you to guests. Nevertheless, every time it happens, we never listen to an entire song on this show. Instead, what we do is we tease you with great jazz and encourage you to find out more. A lot of great ways of doing that. There are some independent record stores downtown, such as Armadillo Music. That's where I go to buy my jazz. You can also come right here to 14 Lower Freeborn, KDBS, and start your own radio show. A quarter or 10 weeks of volunteering gets you in the door and gets you a time slot. Not an enviable time slot, but a time slot nevertheless. Then you can start playing jazz, thrasher rock, folk, reggae, whatever pleases you. As long as it doesn't please people who listen to top 40 radio stations, then it'll also please us. To find out more about volunteer opportunities, point your browser at kdvs.org. Ladies and gentlemen, it's springtime, which means it's time for the UC Davis Film Festival. The Davis Varsity Theater is presenting the Department of Theater and Dance's UC Davis Film Festival at the Davis Varsity Theater in downtown Davis. Produced in association with UC Davis Technicultural Studies and co-sponsored by Film Studies and Arts Studio, this festival, now in its 11th year, gives students, undergraduates and graduate students alike, the opportunity to present their short films and receive feedback from faculty who are professionals in film, television, and new media. There are also prizes, I believe, and we're going to hear something about that from the three guests who have joined me here at KDBS. Kelby Wood is here. He's a senior in film studies. Kelby Wood, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming by. Jason Ronzani, he's a senior in film studies and economics.
Hello, how's it going?
Just fine. Now, did you add that economics because you were hoping to get a job once you graduated?
Yeah, that was actually my first choice, and I added film studies later.
You had it for fun. Got to feed your soul as well as your wallet. And welcome back to Pamela Orbaugh. She's a senior. She's an English and film studies major, and she is the student producer of the UC Davis Film Festival.
Hello.
Hi, Pamela. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
I'm going to start with you because I know you the best. You were here a year ago to talk about this very festival.
Correct.
Tell me about some of the differences between the 10th annual UC Davis Film Festival and now our 11th.
Well, we're a year older. We're maturing a little bit.
Right.
And this year, our lineup is our largest yet. We've split the program into two nights. Normally, we air the same program both nights. But this year, the faculty felt that we had enough submissions to exhibit as a different lineup. And that's a really great hallmark of growth for the festival.
I understand the judges had to choose between or among 50 films that were submitted this year. Is that right?
Faculty panel, not judges.
Okay. Faculty panel, right?
But, yes, we had 52 to 55. I don't remember the exact number of submissions. And we're exhibiting 23.
That's great. So half made the cut, but a lot more than in years past because it's both tomorrow night and Friday night. At the
tomorrow
varsity.
Night. Tonight and
tonight
Thursday
and tomorrow night. Aha. Uh-huh. Let's get this right. screenings are tonight. It starts at 8:30.
Correct.
We can't mention ticket prices, but, you know, you can afford to get in. I'll just say that much. And it's at the Varsity Theater.
Correct.
Tell me about your relationship with the Varsity.
Well, when we first started the festival, it was held in the theater and dance building.
Right.
But as we've grown and progressed, and the Varsity reached out to our faculty, and we reached out to them, and for the past few years, we've been able to use their beautiful space. And it's just great because it involves the community more, and it really legitimizes the festival, having it in that setting. So it's really wonderful that we have that relationship with them.
And it makes it easier for Davisites.
Correct.
Not just campus people, but Davisites to find the festival and to spend some time and some money supporting local student filmmakers. Well, I want to hear more about the films. But first, let's turn over to Jason Ronzani, who's here. Film studies and economics. And, Jason, is this your first year of participation in the film festival?
This is actually my third year participating. But this year, I actually decided to I sent Pamela an email, and we got together, and I've been helping her out a little bit with, like, technical aspects and passing out flyers for advertising and things like that.
So, excellent. Yeah. And so what are some of the technical challenges of representing 23 films over two nights in a UC Davis Film Festival?
Well, we get submissions in a lot of different formats and things,
right.
Even though we put one format on the application. And so there's a lot of, like, converting and testing. And, yeah, just, you know, we get DVDs that don't work right. So we have to do a lot of testing to get everything just perfect.
So that your faculty panel can look it over without hiccups or problems.
Exactly, yeah.
Excellent. And are Are you a filmmaker yourself? Or are you more a consumer or a creator of film?
I'm more of a creator.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And do you have anything in the festival this year?
Yeah, I actually have two projects. They're both animated. The first one is going to be on tonight, and that's Wormiverse Travels. And that's about a worm who travels across like different worlds and animation mediums like sand, chalk, and clay. And then my second one is going to be tomorrow night, and that's The Trophy Collector. And that's sort of that's like a puppet animation with it's sort of like a film noir influence, like crime mystery.
Excellent. And did you have a film in the in the film festival last year?
Yeah, I did. I had Wormensteiner, which was about a bunch of clay worms that crawl around out of like video editing and sound equipment, and they use teamwork to get it all broadcasted on the air.
I remember that. That was a fun film.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good. So you've got like a worm theme among a number of your films. Have you taken any classes here at UC Davis to help prepare you for the knowledge necessary to be a worm-based filmmaker?
Not exactly. Actually, I did take an insect class, so that kind of got me on the,
Start helping you think at the micro level.
Yeah, at the micro bug level, yeah. And I like the worm because it's really easy to animate. It has, like, a distinct motion. And I like the small level I can work at, which is perfect for stop-motion animation.
And not a lot of hair. I know hair is a problem with animators.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. No hair on it. Just really easy to make. Just roll it up in your hands.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That sounds great. All right, we're going to take a quick musical break, and then we're going to come back and hear more from our guests. Next up on the microphone will be Kelby Wood. He's a film studies major here at UC Davis. All three of these folks are graduating, and so I'm going to ask the question that many of you are thinking about. Who is going to be qualified to take over next year? For the UC Davis Film Festival, it starts tonight at the Varsity Theater, which is on 2nd Street between F and G. No, E and F Streets, right there on 2nd Street across from the Avid Reader Bookstore. My name is Dr. Andy, and we'll be back with more talk about the UC Davis Film Festival in just a moment here on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We are back. You're probably wondering what we're listening to. This is Up and Down Club Sessions, Volume 1. This tune is about to end. It's The Dry Look with Mr. Puffy. Up and Down Club, which is a club where you can, or at least once could, hear great jazz. Also on this CD, we may hear from these folks later. The Charlie Hunter Trio and Alphabet Soup here on KWS. Thanks very much for tuning in. If you want great music, well, you've come to the right radio station. We offer a greater variety of genres of music than any other radio station in the Sacramento Valley. If you want to find out more about that or check out our program guide, visit kdvs.org. This afternoon, we're talking about the UC Davis Film Festival. It starts tonight at 8:30 at the Varsity Theater, which is on 2nd Street between E and F. If you're coming into town from out of town, take the main downtown Davis exit, make a angle right there onto E Street after you come through the tunnel, and then make a right. Look for the lights. It's right next to the new Mishka's Cafe. It's the Varsity Theater. And tonight, starting at 8:30, a great number of films will be viewable. Films by graduate students as well as by undergraduates, such as Kelby Wood. He's a senior in film studies, and he's here in the studio. Kelby Wood, welcome to the radio show. How are you?
Thanks for having me, PhD Andy.
Absolutely, that's me. Hey, Kelby, do you have a film in the big show tonight?
I do. I have two, actually.
That's great. And yeah. Tell us a little bit about your films.
They're sort of like Jason said. His were on the micro level of animation, and mine are on the micro level of both length and humans. One is a series of five-second films.
All right.
So we try to tell a whole story in 5 seconds, and they're just sort of really, really, really silly and really, really fun to do, and I think anyone, you know, should go and try them. And then the next one is my little cousin, who was 4 at the time, and his trials with his stuffed animal named Marcus.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's rough working with kids, though.
Oh, I know. I've got a slew of them at home, and I have them do all sorts of work for me, so I know of what you speak. And how about last year? Did you have a film last year?
Yes, the premiere, the first one, it was A Day in Davis with a moving cone and some stop motion animation tools and clothes and a stolen Mark Mothersbaugh soundtrack.
Excellent. It sounds like a lot of fun. Speaking of A Day in Davis, I bet you've seen this video created by law school students that parodies, I think, a Jay-Z song.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what your impressions were as a film studies major, as a consumer and creator of great short films. I'm wondering what you thought of that particular production.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love it. It's. Yeah. I think it's a good way to... Well, I mean, it sort of shows Davis as maybe a little boring, but, I mean, it shows that we're really fun, too.
Yeah.
It's actually a really good cover, and the girl, whoever the female vocalist is pretty spot on. She does really well.
Yeah. Well, do you remember what it's called? How do people find this on YouTube if they're looking for it?
I believe it's Davis State of Mind.
Davis State of Mind. That sounds right. If you put that particular phrase in whatever your search engine happens to be, add the word YouTube, then you'll find the video that we're talking about. So Kelby Wood, you're a senior in film studies.
Yes, sir.
Not everyone listening knows that we have a film studies program. I'm wondering if you could say a little bit about the program and tell us why you chose it as your major during your years here at UC Davis.
I think it's one of the better programs. Well, I don't want to rank programs, but, you know, you get to work with the TCS students, the art students, the drama students, and a lot of English classes, too, are film studies. And, you know, it's kind of young and up and coming, but, you know, they just merge with the TCS program, and so hopefully we can get, you know. And by view of all the submissions this year, you know, it's a lot of films are being made, which is awesome.
Absolutely. And why don't you tell folks who are driving down I-80 what TCS is and why we should care about that?
You should definitely care about TCS. It's Technicultural Studies, and it's sort of a new media. They do a lot of experimental documentaries and experimental animation courses, too, and it's really, really cool. Kind of crazy stuff, too.
It is. I enjoy teaching for Technicultural Studies. It's kind of a cross between technology and the arts with lots of creativity, but also with a need to have a firm understanding of experimental and avant-garde arts of all sorts from the last couple centuries. And we mentioned this to prospective students and current undergraduates. These are majors you may want to check out, film studies and technicultural studies. Good. Kelby, what are your plans after graduation? Or is that a frightening question for you?
Well, it's kind of frightening. This summer I'm going to work at a camp filmmaking with little kids, and then I'm going to USC for film school.
Excellent. So you're a man with a plan.
Man with a plan.
When you think of film school, you might think of New York University, UCLA, or USC. I'd say those are the top three. I don't know in what order. You're going to USC. What do you anticipate? And are you thinking, like we've been talking about, the experimental avant-garde milieu of film studies and technicultural studies here at UC Davis? Are you going to take some of that spirit with you when you head down to Los Angeles, or are you immediately going to become a money-grubbing commercial? Do whatever you need to for the next paycheck. Just get me close to Hollywood sort of filmmaker.
Am I not getting paid for this interview?
No, you're not.
Oh, in that case.
You stormed out, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'd like to sort of buck the machine a little bit. And I think they're sort of trying, or they say, you know, to express yourself and be creative. But, I don't want to make the next Transformers or the next, not to bash Michael Bay if you're listening.
Right.
But, yeah, I'd like to do more. I'd like to have the varsity style films, you know.
Right.
More independent and with some sustenance.
And who are some filmmakers that are working today that the people may not know as well as they know and love Michael Bay, who you would send them to check out?
I know Wes Anderson is coming out with a new film.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Moonrise ... if I'm not sure of the complete title, but and there's a lot of very independent, you know, up and comers who, you know, anyone can grab a digital video camera now and make. It's kind of cool how many films get produced over the course, because it's cheaper and it's less, you know, less structured. There's a lot of more independent films coming out.
Absolutely. All right, good. Well, let me ask Jason, who's sitting next to you, Jason Ronzani, also a senior and film studies major, but also economics. Now, with that economics background, as well as being a filmmaker, Jason, have you started to brand yourself? By which I mean, do you have a website? Do you have business cards? Do you have do people know about you outside of the good work that you do on behalf of the UC Davis Film Festival? Have you gone that direction yet?
Not exactly. Pam and I were actually just on Sacramento and Company to advertise for the festival, and I got to talk a little bit about my film on there. But other than that, I haven't really tried to put myself out there much now.
I've been on Sacramento and Company to talk about my book of poetry. Speaking of you know, especially obscure projects. But you know, that's a good first step. Here you're on the radio, you're on television recently. What are your plans?
I really don't know yet. But definitely not the money grubbing aspect of it. Even though the economics might imply that. I definitely like more artsy type films and animation. And a lot of foreign, I've been getting into a lot of foreign films, like from Eastern Europe, like Jan Svankmajer. He does a lot of stop-motion animation, and Andrei Tarkovsky. he does a lot of cool sci-fi and psychological type films. That,
excellent.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So some more names for people to write down. And Pamela Orbaugh, the student producer of this entire film festival. How about you? You're about to graduate. Where are you going next?
I'm going back to the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be searching for a job.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah. So that'll be fun.
And what sort of, you've got English, so you can write as well as create films.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah. So when you think about, well, what's waiting for you in the Bay Area, what would be an ideal sort of position for you?
Ideally, I would like to start out working with screenwriting, but that's sort of on my own independent work.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to work in just anything I can get my hands on media-wise. If I'm working for, you know, public access, or if I'm working on a TV show, I don't mind. I just want to be out there creating something worth seeing.
Excellent. Well, speaking of something worth seeing, after we hear this important public service announcement, we're going to come back, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to ask each of my guests, Kelby, Jason, and Pamela, to choose one film by somebody else, let me quickly add, and make a plug for that particular film. We're talking about the UC Davis Film Festival. It starts tonight at 8:30 at the Varsity Theater, which is on 2nd Street, and goes right through to tomorrow, also at the Varsity Theater, with a total of 23 films. We're going to preview three of those in just a moment. Here on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
The Linux Users Group of Davis, or LUGOD, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the Linux computer operating system and other open source products as an alternative to expensive, proprietary, and monopolistic software. LUGOD meets in Davis on the first Tuesday and third Monday of each month. For more information, visit LUGOD's website at lugod.org or contact Bill Kendrick at 530-759-1019 or via email at root@lugod.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. I'd like to remind you that Pete Glanting is coming up in 10 minutes. He is also a graduating senior here at UC Davis. He's an English major, and he, too, like Pamela Orbaugh, is going to head off to the San Francisco Bay Area. Why? Because he's already firmly rooted in the San Francisco community. That's where we're going to reach him in 10 minutes, and we're going to talk about some of the work that he's done in publicity, in art, and also in audio recording. And we'll talk about a website that he's been helping me with to help get the good word about the Dr. Andy Poetry and Technology Hour radio show out to all of you. But first, let's get back to our guests here in the studio. Kelby Wood, Jason Ronzani, and Pamela Orbaugh are here, and they are going to tell us about some films that you in particular may want to focus upon when you see this film festival starting tonight at 8:30 and running tomorrow night also at 8:30, but with totally different films. Pamela, which one do you want to start talking about?
I guess I'll talk about, it's a documentary called Home for Hermit by Vincent Trinh, and it just examines his Asian, his Vietnamese-American identity, and it's beautifully shot, and it's a great sort of exploration of
you know, these being split amongst, you know, different cultures. And it's inspired by the children's story Home for Hermit Crab.
Uh-huh.
And it's just deftly done, the parallel between his story and the crab story. And so I think that'll be something that people will be very interested in.
I bet you're right. Tell me the title again.
Home for Hermit.
Home for Hermit. There's been so much like positive and creative, innovative energy coming out of the various Asian communities connected with UC Davis, I've noticed over the last decade in particular. In fact, just tonight there is a Korean arts festival at Freeborn Hall. I forget the name of it, but I've been getting all sorts of tweets and announcements about it. It looks really interesting. You probably don't want me to mention it at all because you want people to go see your movies. But you've just got so many choices if you're a consumer of culture here in the Davis area. I'll give you another example. A week from tonight, and that's on the 1st of June, you will get to see Dennis Schmitz. He's a professor emeritus, author of about 10 books of poetry. Read his work as part of the Poetry Night reading series. And so the next event happens at Bistro 33 on the 1st of June, also starting at 8:30. If you want to find out more about that, you can visit poetryindavis.com. Raymond Carver was actually one of Dennis Schmitz's students, and he'll have stories to tell as well as great award-winning poems to present. That's on June 1st, a week from tonight at Bistro 33. All right. Thank you, Pamela. That's an excellent candidate for our attention. Jason, which one do you want to talk about?
I'm going to talk about Wake Up and Row, which is a really inspirational piece. It's not your standard narrative or documentary. It's more of a collage of just really beautifully shot scenes. Obviously, there are scenes of him like taking a boat out while the sun is rising, and it's just really like methodical, and him rowing close up and from long shots, and there's just it's really relaxing.
Excellent. And it's called Wake Up and Row.
Uh huh.
And who's the filmmaker?
Matthew Pye.
Excellent. All right, good. So that's another one of the films that we can see. And Kelby Wood, what film do you want to draw our attention to at this film festival?
Can I do a trailer for it?
Sure. Go for it.
In a world with one man who wants 6 hot wings. It's in black and white. There's magic. There's Ryan Gilchrist and Arnell Correa present Hot Wings. It's in black and white, and it's really, there's a lot of magic, and it's kind of like a George Méliès sort of. It's very French for some reason. I don't know. It's, you know, French silent films had a lot of special effects and a lot of fun to them, and yeah, it's really good. I really, really like it. It's enjoyable.
Excellent.
And it is silent too.
And it's silent, so there'll be a musical soundtrack, or we'll just sit there in silence.
I think there is a musical soundtrack.
Excellent.
I hope.
Good. Well, the Varsity Theater, which is a charming old, now refurbished with state-of-the-art film projection equipment, is a perfect theater to see that. It's the oldest existing theater in the city of Davis. Has a rich history. And Sanisha Novakovic has done great work to bring every part of the Varsity Theater up to the most modern and highest expectations for the filmgoer. My wife, Kate, tries to see every single film that can be seen at the Varsity Theater, which means I have to work multiple extra jobs to keep her in theater tickets. But it's worth it because, why? I love my work. And I love to keep my wife happy. If you want to be happy, then you may want to go see the UC Davis Film Festival. It starts tonight at 8:30 at the Varsity Theater. Also tomorrow evening, a total of 23 films spread out over both nights. Is there a website, Pamela, that people would go to if they wanted to find out more?
Yeah, theateranddance.ucdavis.edu. You go to our seasonal events, and we're there listed UC Davis Film Festival.
Excellent. theateranddance.ucdavis.edu. Well, Pamela Orbaugh, the student producer of the UC Davis Film Festival, Jason Ranzani, and Kelby Wood, thanks very much for coming on this afternoon to talk about the film festival on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, folks, stick around because none other than Pete Glanting is coming up right around the corner, as well as jazz, public service announcements. We might even try to fit in a poem. Why? Because this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
To communicate emotion, spark the intellect, start the move to the right step. Path just erodes in my feet, no lives of the past, they mingle in my toe. If I acknowledge the existence, I gain strength, power. But if I don't, then my soul's sour. So then I keep in attack and never looking back, pushing forward, although I try not to ignore the individual with an axe of motive to advancement. I try to make this, that's why I send it. So what I don't know, I can't control. But if I got a strong soul, the positivity flows. I'm looking for the 360 degrees of light, and everlasting is my soul's might. Send my vision 2020 on my right path. If I acknowledge I'm a witness in my soul's attack, what I try to do is get straight.
Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. One of the great things about most jazz music is that there are no lyrics. All of a sudden, I heard this guy sharing with us his verbalized thoughts, and I thought, gosh, I don't know that I've checked this track for profanity. Usually jazz is pretty safe, and this song is too. Speaking of safe, here's an important message from Cascade Drilling. Cascade Drilling Incorporated reminds women to carefully follow the recommended intervals for screening mammograms. Have one every year if 40 or older. Remember, early diagnosis can save your life. This important reminder is brought to you by the concerned staff at Cascade Drilling in Rancho Cordova. For more information about Cascade Drilling, you may visit their website at cascadedrilling.com. They're on the air because they care about the health of the women in our community. This CD is called Triumphant Sax. You can hear why in the background. You know, once in a while on this radio show, when we have people come on the show, I say, send me a bio. Sometimes the bios that I receive, they need some adjustments. I've got a whole crew working on this show. Behind the scenes producers, assistants, gophers. And they help me to craft and to wordsmith the bios that come in. But once in a while, just for a lark, we don't even edit the bios. We read them just as we receive them. Such will be the case this evening as I introduce you to Pete Glanting. These are his words. UC Davis English major Pete Glanting is a San Francisco native and currently lives in the hut that he and his father built with the cat, Bonnie. He transferred to UC Davis in the fall of 2009 from City College of San Francisco and has since taken on the illustrious mantle of the UWP, University Writing Program, PR intern, under Andy Jones's expert tutelage and frequent beatings. Though Pete's academic work has him writing most of the time, he works for food as an illustrator. He also dances for nickels. He and his brother Paul recently collaborated on a graphic novel for Paul's master's program at San Francisco State. Pete also draws an online comic, Delicate Adventures, which depicts history's notables, obscures, and non-existents as eggs. Most notably, however, Pete manages Pickles the Goat, the masticating virtuoso. I'm very pleased to introduce you all to Pete Glanting. I have no idea how this interview is going to work out. Pete Glanting, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Hey, thanks, Dr. J. It's a real pleasure.
It's great to have you here. I know that you are a devoted listener to this radio show, mostly because you have to be. And I'm
wondering
if you could say something a little bit about those duties.
Well, as your intern and punching bag, I usually, every week I edit and put your radio show on your website, unless, of course, you beat me unconscious.
It's called poetrytechnology.com. And it's one of the ways that we make sure that listeners of this program can have access up to a year's worth of shows. Pete also makes sure to upload all of the bios for the guests so that the bios correspond to the guests and they can come back at their leisure and listen to, if they would care to, the conversation that they had with me live on the air Wednesdays from 5 to 6 on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. That was a pause for you to say something, Pete.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Actually, it gave me some time to think about your profanity policy, or maybe it's KDVS. I'm really glad I was warned about that.
Absolutely. We do have a dump button right here, which doesn't mean what you would think. Instead, it means that we can dump the last 4 or 8 seconds of conversation should anyone slip.
Oh, really?
Oh, and I've had to use it, let me tell you. I've had some artists in here that were repeatedly dumped.
They must have been depressed afterwards.
And before.
It's not like it doesn't beep out. It just like rewinds or...
What it does is if you're listening at home, there's this odd pause. It's like a rift in the time-space continuum of radio. And 4 seconds of conversation that... you may have wanted to hear, you will actually never hear because it's just snipped out and lost forever.
Well, that's
it's power is what it is.
Yeah. That's kind of sad that it, you know, no one ever gets to hear it. But at the same time, maybe people just weren't meant to have that kind of power.
Maybe so. Well, speaking of power, you've got the power of the pen, which some have called mightier than the sword. You are an artist, an illustrator, as well as a writer. I'm wondering if you could tell folks about some of your art projects, where they can be seen, and what sort of media you typically work in.
Well, I'd love to. Thank you for the invitation. I typically draw in just black and white pen. I'm really big on cross-hatching, and for the last few years, I guess, what year is it, 2011, I've been, last 3 years, I've been doing a comic called Delicate Adventures. It's about, eggs in a nutshell, in an eggshell. And it's about historical figures. I feel historical figures. That term's kind of limiting, but it's about eggs.
It's about eggs. Recently, one of your eggs was welcomed on the Team Coco website for the Conan O'Brien show. I guess it's called now Conan on TBS. How did that happen?
Well, my girlfriend told me that Conan O'Brien has a website for fan art now, or he calls it a museum. I don't know if there's a physical museum, but it's called the Coco Mocha, I think.
Uh-huh.
And she said you should submit your Conan O'Brien egg. I actually made two, and I submitted the better one, and she was just checking the other night because I completely forgot about it. This was like a month ago that I submitted it, and it was up there. It wasn't in the top 50, but it was up there.
How do we get it into the top 50? Do we vote?
You know, I'm not exactly. I think that you just look at it like really hard, and then they'll somehow know. I mean, you know, the man knows everything.
Absolutely. And so if listeners to this radio show wanted to look at your Conan O'Brien egg, they could probably go to one of your websites, but they could also go to, is it teamcoco.com?
Yes, teamcoco.com, under illustration. And last time I checked, I was number 136.
Excellent. Well, we'll see what we can do to raise your rankings. So you represent largely historical figures, but as eggs.
Correct.
Armless and legless eggs.
Yeah. Some people say disturbing, others say cute. I like to think I'm somewhere in the middle.
Right. Give me a few examples of people who have been represented as eggs on your website, and we'll give out the URL in a couple minutes.
Sure. I think the first four eggs I ever did were Lorenzo the Magnificent of Florence, the right. Renaissance, uh-huh. Venus de Milo, Julius Caesar, and either Otto von Bismarck or Chief Joseph. They've got loose-fitting clothing, or, you know, in Venus de Milo's case, she's got flowing hair.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the eggs, they've got faces, they've got clothing. You must have a lot of fun with those outfits.
Well, yeah, the clothing is, that's really where I get to have most of my fun. The face, you know, I started off wanting to have a very, just very boiled, I knew I shouldn't have said that. I was going to say boiled down, but you know what I mean.
Right.
A very simple face, just really a place to put clothes, like mannequins, but, you know, much more hideous.
Sure.
But, yeah, clothing, that's where I have a lot of my fun.
All right, good. So you do the eggs. Where do we see these eggs?
Well, they're up at my WordPress blog website. It's delicateadventures.com. That's all one word.
All right.
And you can see the latest developments in delicacy.
And in egg art.
Yeah, it's a really underappreciated genre. And it's dying, I think. I mean, you know, I'm keeping it hanging on. Apparently.
It's like there's a big cosmic egg timer, and individual bits of sand, what do we call that, grains of sand, are falling through on the egg art genre.
That was deep, man.
Yeah.
I try not to say deep. I reserve it. And you heard it here on Dr. Annie's Poetry and Technology Hour, Pete Lanting's use of the word deep.
All right. Well done.
Thank you.
Pete, we're going to take a quick musical break and hear one of the public service announcements that you know so well. And then when we come back, I want to talk about you and your writing and your plans right there in the city of San Francisco. So you'll have about a minute and 30 seconds. Start making some plans.
Hey, you got it.
All right. You're listening to KDBS 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Dr. Andy, and as Pete Glanting said, this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Andy with a jazz-oriented aside. We're listening to Ben Webster play Our Love Is Here to Stay. Elsewhere on this CD, Triumphant Sax, one can hear John Coltrane, Coleman Hawkins, and Jerry Mulligan. Makes me wonder If you had to listen to only one kind of jazz, if it was the horn, the trumpet, there you've got Miles Davis and Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, or the saxophone, with the names I just mentioned, as well as Johnny Hodges and Stanley Turrentine, then I wonder what kind of jazz you would choose. I'm thinking about that myself. I'm also thinking about the National MS Society.
If it were easy, everyone would do it. It takes a special person to join the National MS Society's Bike Tours to Fight MS. If you like a challenge and want to have some fun for a good cause, call 1-800-FIGHT-MS.
This is Dr. Andy with an important message about cigarette smoke. Don't smoke. Well, I guess I could say more. Cigarette smoke releases harmful gases like carbon monoxide and hydrogen cyanide. These gases can be particularly harmful to babies and children whose bodies, not so much their bodices, but their bodies are still developing. When around others, especially kids, make the effort not to smoke near them, to ask others not to smoke near them, and if they must smoke, to smoke outside, so that it makes cigarette smoking your choice and not something that subjects others to harmful side effects. If you want to find out more about the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council, as well as efforts to stop cigarette smoking, you could visit don'tpassgas.org, a courtesy of this radio station and Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Pete Glanting is my guest. He is soon to graduate from UC Davis as an English major, but like some of the undergraduates who we had here recently, he's also adept at a great number of media, including pen and ink drawings. But Pete, you're also a writer, an English major, an analyzer of texts, if you will. How are you going to bring these things together? What are some of the job prospects or careers or possibilities that you're imagining as a firmly rooted San Franciscan?
Well, I think I've been really thinking about something with advertising. You and my brother have told me I'm good at promoting things in odd ways. And I think I enjoy that. And I do think I'm pretty good at it, especially the odd part. I think that, you know, it seems like San Francisco is a good, it's got enough going on in it that I could find something in advertising or, like, you know, an internship.
There's room for oddity in San Francisco.
Yeah, so I'll have to kick it up a notch.
I think so. What have been some of your favorite classes at UC Davis as an English major? Some of the professors who have impressed you most?
Oh, well, Andy Jones, he was pretty good. Handsome, too.
I don't know that guy. Move along.
I thought Matthew Stratton's American novel class, that was great.
Good.
I took two classes from Chris Lohr. They were, early American Lit and 18th Century British Lit. Both classes I was not looking forward to, but he is an incredible lecturer. Actually, I should amend that last comment. The subject matter I was not looking forward to, but I really, the second time I had Christopher Lohr as a teacher, I was looking forward to having him.
So right.
He's just such an incredible lecturer that, you know, it doesn't really matter what you're studying. So there was that one. And then right now I'm taking a class on Edmund Spencer, which is, I was a little worried about this, but the teacher, Kyle Pavetti, I think he said he was a new teacher.
Right.
He's amazing. He's just a great lecturer, great during office hours, and just does a great job of unpacking the text.
Excellent. Well, that's good to know. We've plugged a number of things, including now the English department and the faculty there. Well, Pete, why don't you remind folks where people can see evidence of all your work as an audio engineer and find out and see more about what you've been doing in terms of taping episodes of this show and uploading them onto the web where they can live forever after.
I'd love to. You can find old archived episodes of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour at his website at poetryandtechnology.com. Look under past shows, and you can see episodes like the one you're listening to right now. I know I'm going to look at it probably right after I get off the phone.
Excellent. Great. Well, Pete, it's been a pleasure to speak with you about your past work and upcoming work. And I know we'll talk again soon, most likely tomorrow.
Yeah, I think probably between 12 and 1.
Excellent. Pete Glanting of San Francisco, illustrator, writer, and soon to be a graduate of UC Davis. Thanks very much for appearing live on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
My pleasure. Take care, Dr. J.
Take care. Well, folks, we have just a little bit of time left. Let me share with you a little bit more saxophone, and then I'll have some closing words, as well as an invitation to see Dennis Schmitz read his poetry a week from tonight at the Poetry Night Reading Series at Bistro 33. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you stick around for Cool and Deadly. There's some great music coming up. I always enjoy it when I'm driving home. If I'm biking, which is usually the case, then I will bike home really quickly and flip on KDBS so that I can hear some great, for instance, reggae music from 6 until 8 on Wednesday afternoons. I'd like to thank my guests, Kelby Wood, Jason Ronzani, and Pamela Orbaugh, all representing the UC Davis Film Festival, which starts tonight at 8:30 at the Varsity Theater, tomorrow night at 8:30 as well. And then also Pete Glanting, UC Davis English major, who is telling us about some of his interesting projects. Remember that Dennis Schmitz will be the featured poet at the Poetry Night Reading Series. That's a week from tonight on June 1st. At Bistro 33. My name is Dr. Andy. Thanks for tuning in today. Stick around for some great music, and I'll see you next week for another edition of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.